This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Let's get to our focus on your favorite farmer and your food. Yes, the food and farm conversation that we have every week on the American Family Farmer. Find past archived conversations that we've had. Mostly, I'm here to delve into some of the news of the week that affects family farms. We'll have a conversation today with Ira Wallace, who runs a seed exchange. This is really going to help a lot of you who are trying to figure out how to get around Monsanto and the kinds of seed that they want all farmers, all everybody everywhere. They're big bullies. So she's worked around them. She's got a pretty good story to tell, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. And then my commentary later in the hour. The Hemp Farmers Association. Every place you turn now, I find this very interesting. I went to a hemp growers conference out in Wisconsin this past winter because I had, and still do have, about 40 acres of land that I could use on my farm to grow hemp. I decided not to because we don't have a market yet. But, boy, is this getting the attention of a lot of people. People who are produce folks, maybe people who have grown a lot of corn before, that sort of thing. They're looking for various ways of enhancing the value of the soil and getting a new product. And that certainly, I think hemp defines that, frankly. What I found out, I was amazed at all the things that have come from hemp. But I'm not here to sell you that. I'm more interested in you. If you have some land, I want you to help yourself to the information because there's a new association that has been launched as a result of this meeting in Wisconsin. And you find various, there's an Albany, there's an Eastern U.S. Hemp Conference, and they're having a meeting next month in Albany. Get together, spend the day talking about what you can do. There's so much in New York State, man. There's a whole lot of land not being used for anything. Weeds growing on it, overgrown. And it looks to me like this is a very good opportunity. But you can't go into it blindly. You really need the information. There's got to be a market. You have to have the tools and the equipment. You got to know what you're doing because even though you can plant the seeds with a corn planter, and you can probably cultivate it a little bit, there's a whole lot more to it. Educating the public as to what they're seeing growing on your farm. Some people think it's marijuana, and it's not. Hemp and marijuana are two very distinct products. They come from the same family, but as you may recall, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, Mitch McConnell, the old fossil that's the Senate president, introduced a bill to separate out all of the regulations that pertain to hemp, federal regulations, because you all know what a bunch of nutcakes, Sessions, and these other people that want to run around the country, keep people from smoking pot. I don't smoke it. I have no use for it. Don't want to, but if you want to, this is a free country. At least it ought to be. It's purported to be. So if you want to do whatever marijuana does to you, then you ought to be able to do it. Educate yourself one way or another, but to tell people in this day and age they can't use marijuana is folly. And so at least there's the federal government and Sessions focus on it, and McConnell felt it was important to separate the two because hemp shouldn't be in that category. So this Hemp Growers Association that has been formed, the organization supposedly educates and supports and helps protect, for the reasons I just explained, the hemp growers. They're going to, I think they're going to start regionally. They have this national group, as I talked about, but there are growers now that are organized in Colorado, Kentucky, Oregon, Montana, Minnesota, New York, North Dakota, Washington, and Wisconsin. I'm working on a committee here in Massachusetts that will do the same thing. I was interested in talking. One of the members of the board is Sam Armstrong, who's from Montana. He started growing hemp for seed, in 2017, got 140 acres of it. This year, he's going to grow twice that much. He says the top priority for this organization is to protect the farmer because there's going to be a lot of ignorance that will be focused. It's a good cash crop, and it will bring about, I was looking at a story of another guy from North Dakota who did the same thing, it'll bring about more successes. We need to do what we can because of the onslaught, the horrors, frankly, of what's going on. The other item in the news this week, the introduction of a bipartisan bill to recruit and train the next generation of farmers. This is part of the new Farm Bill. The Next Generation in Agricultural Act addresses challenges for young farmers. Biggest challenge is that you boobs in Congress are giving $638 billion to the big ag conglomerates that don't need a penny. Not one penny do they need or do they deserve. Instead, imagine what we could do to support the dairy farmers that are going out of business, the family dairy farmers all across the country. What you could do to support the produce people that are being attacked all the way around because the cost of seeds are going nuts because Monsanto is controlling that. And that brings us around to a focus on how to get around that. So if you're a farmer looking to not have to use Monsanto seed for any number of good reasons, then I suggest that you plan to spend some time, as Ira Wallace and I will be talking about what she's done with the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange, in order to get around this horrible reality that we have, being bullied by Monsanto and Dow and Bayer and all the rest of them. So that's coming up in a matter of moments, 13 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your health and well-being. Those of you who work hard, farmers and their hours and what they have to do, no matter what the, whether it's being getting up and down off the tractor all day, whether it's getting underneath a cow, putting a milking machine on her, whether it's planting seeds down on your hands and knees, your joints begin to get a little achy after a while. So my suggestion is that you get a hold of some krill oil, which is an important ingredient in krill omega 50 plus, along with the omega 3s from fish oil that are in these capsules. You get krill oil, they know you're going to like it, they know you're going to use it, they know you're going to come back, so they give you their first bottle free when you dial 800-355-1493. Call them now and order krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 gives you lots of energy and helps things in your body to sort of coordinate, if you know what I mean. The good cells collecting with the good cells. Claim your free bottle. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping. 800-355-1493. Put it to work for you. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Free bottle. 800-355-1493.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
At 16 past the hour on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Ira Wallace. Ira is a worker with the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange, which is a co-op. She coordinates outreach, education, new seed grower contacts, that sort of thing. So, Ira, what brought you around to this? What's your background as far as farming is concerned?
Well, I come from a long line of farmers, but by the time I came along, my family had left the farm, but we had a quarter acre and a lot in town at my grandmother's where we had a huge garden and grew food for ourselves and to share with our neighbors. So, yeah, that's it. My grandparents had been sharecroppers and they were led off to make money in the city working for the railroad.
So, your first experience with seeds, what do you remember about the first seeds you planted?
Well, I planted them with my grandma in our garden. And the first thing I can remember is planting crowder peas because we really liked them.
Yeah, and
we had to sit around on the porch and shell them when we wanted to have them fresh in the summer. So I remember the first time one popped up, and it was beautiful.
Did you know where the seeds, did you actually put them in the ground with your grandmother, or did she always plant every year, and then you helped to have them grow, or you pick and eat them? How did you remember holding the first seed in your hand and sticking it in the ground?
Well, yeah, I got to do that for being good. It was like a special privilege.
Well, really?
Because my grandmother was determined I was going to grow up and go to college. So my real job was doing well in school.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did my schoolwork, I was allowed to help mm-hmm. with the garden. So it was a very special thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a teachable moment in a manner of speaking, and thinking what you said, Gar, your job was to go to school from 8 until 4, let's say, and then yeah. after that, especially in the good weather months, you had the time, and you obviously had the interest, it would seem. It sounds like you love your grandmother, but you also liked fresh food. But you didn't know any different, did you, really? You didn't know from the store. You knew that the healthiest food grew in your grandmother's garden, right?
Yeah, and the tastiest as well.
Yeah.
So, that was, I was almost, in high school before I realized not everybody actually grew any food.
Mm-hmm. And now, nobody grows their own food. A lot of people are trying to. Some of the suburban folks, they grow a few tomato plants on some kind of a outdoor window box or whatever they do. But most people are so removed from the source of their food. And then along comes you to have people understand that, yeah, there's a lot of this going on. There are great farmers markets. There are great opportunities in many communities now as more and more people take on 4 acres, 5 acres, 6 acres, and they can grow enough to sustain a group of people. And so the question comes on, where do they get their seeds? I want to follow along with Ira Wallace's exposure to different, what she thought about the first seed she put in the ground, and then we'll get more into her organization, which you can find online at southernexposure.com. That's southernexposure.com. You got a problem getting seeds, go to southernexposure.com and see what you can find there. We continue on the American Family Farmer.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Into the world of self-sufficiency in the form of this week our conversation about seeds, where to go. I'm on the website, Southern Exposure Seed Exchange is at southernexposure.com. If you haven't ordered your seeds yet, you should go there and see what you can find. There are 50 seed growers, and I think people, actually, Ira Wallace, don't even understand the thing I have on my farm. The problem I have is there's so many people come, they don't even understand anymore where their food comes from. I'm talking about adults as well as children. So we have several different things. We have several different masters here on the American Family Farmer, because we do talk about the locavores who come get the food, want to see the food being grown, talk to the farmer, that sort of thing. But they also are interested now. The sophisticated person is asking where the seeds come from. So you go to Walmart, or you go to Home Depot or a drugstore or something, and you see the big display for seeds. Those are all Monsanto companies. You don't know it because they're in these little packages. And you think, okay, Burpee Seeds or whoever it is. Those companies were all controlled by the big ag outfits, so they aren't pure, and they don't say anywhere on them organic. Whereas I think yours, I don't know that you actually say organic. When people come to you, what are they most excited about? Because there are heirloom and organic seeds. They're there. Do they know the difference, or do you blend them together?
Well, at Southern Exposure, we have been trying to increase the amount of organic seed as well as the number of heirloom varieties that are available to gardeners. So we offer over 500 certified organic varieties.
Wow.
And the way we get them is working with these small farmers to be able to grow the seeds. But our first mission was to preserve heirloom varieties. I mean, over 90% of the genetic diversity that existed in 1900 in commercially available seeds is no longer available. Yeah. You know, the big companies just gobbling up small companies has had a big change. The change in laws about patents, you know, and we all know that from GMs and genetically modified seeds, that they not only are bad, but they legally, you can't save your own seeds. It really takes away our independence.
Yeah,
and so if you're, we try
yeah,
to,
if you're using Monsanto seeds, some people still don't know this, you can't save them. Even though I would tell them to go, you know, go screw, find me and sue me. What they have done that to the bigger farmers, some of them, they've put three or four farmers out of business every year because the farmers saved the seed. Monsanto said, you can't save our seed. We won't let you save our seed. Well, who the hell are, you know, is stuff grown on my property? It's just amazing what the government has allowed to have happen, Ira. And I wonder how much people are nosing around what you're doing. You've gotten enough attention, so I wonder, you know, it won't be long before somebody starts chasing you around.
Well, we have spent a little bit of time chasing them around.
Good.
Yeah, we were parties to a lawsuit brought by the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association and over 20 small farms and businesses like ours, saying that Monsanto's patents were, you know, illegal because they were not for the public good. Unfortunately,
right.
We didn't win, but we continue to try to encourage people to fight back in those legal ways as well.
All right, we're going to talk about that particular circumstance and other things that are in the marketplace. Ira Wallace from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange here on the American Family Farmer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh-la-la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The American Family Farmer Show with Doug Stefaniro. Wallace is our guest this week from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. We were talking about an encounter that she and her group had with Monsanto. So you said, unfortunately, you lost. What was the tenant, the tone of the suit?
Well, this suit was actually a challenge to their right to have utility patents that do not allow for research or for saving your own seeds, that this was against the public good. And so it would be against all of their patents. And the judge had the nerve to tell us that Monsanto had agreed to not sue any organic farmers, so we shouldn't be worried about their,
yeah, nice of them.
This
how swell.
So that was the way that it ended. But it did go up to, you know, the district court, and other people are continuing to, you know, challenge Monsanto's right to control our seeds this way.
Uh-huh.
This is seeds are what the food system, you know, depends on. If you don't
right.
have good seeds, you can't grow good.
And
crops.
They want to control them all so they can control the food supply on the entire planet. That's what they want.
Yeah. They are, and they've been. Yeah. They bought an enormous number of small companies that used to be independent. You see all those different brand names. That's why you need to ask whoever you get your seeds from. Who produces their seeds? Where do they come from?
Right.
It's
what's
just
the,
like know your farmer.
What's the value of you having? Let's help people understand, because people say, what's so wrong? Seeds are seeds. Why do we care? We get them from Monsanto or we get them from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange? What's the difference?
Well, seeds represent the biodiversity that we need, and we don't think of it unless a crisis comes up. The one that people know about is the Irish potato famine, where they were growing, you know, essentially variations on one clone of potato. And, you know, thousands of people, actually over a million, died because the crops failed. And it doesn't exactly happen that way in the U.S., that you can have, you know, terrible economic disruption. You know, like in the 70s, there was a corn blight that, you know, took out a huge portion of the crop. And, you know, more recently, tomato blight. And in each of those cases, it's a variety that may not be so common and may not be, you know, the most productive that carries those genes that are resistant to these diseases. And we don't know until the time comes for need what which of the genetic resources that exist when you have a wide variety of seeds that grow in a wide variety of conditions. As opposed to a uniform one that'll grow well with a lot of chemical inputs anywhere.
Right. I think the news media has done you a disservice, but that's understandable as well, given the fact that the amount of money spent by Bayer and Monsanto and Dow for advertising influences what gets covered and how it gets covered. So don't kid yourself. You think you're reading the news in your newspaper, and it's fair and balanced. It isn't, because these people buy their way. You don't have the money, but you are building up sort of an interesting following, and in that way, you are changing the way we eat. For example, the Cherokee purple tomato. I have just begun to see these things. There used to be red tomatoes and yellow tomatoes, but now they're different colors. How did that come about?
Well, Craig Bohuye, sometimes known as the North Carolina tomato man, who took out so many of our traditional seeds that were samples were held in the USDA gene bank, and people started bringing him one, and this Cherokee purple tomato was one to try out among the hundreds that he was trying in the 90s. And he sent a sample to Southern Exposure Seed Exchange and said, very tasty tomato. However, it's unusual looking, so you might only find the adventurous gardener willing to try it. So our founder, Jeff McCormick, put it in saying something to that effect, and that it looked a little bit like bruised beef in color.
Mm-hmm.
But if you close your eyes and taste it, you just won't. You'll have it in your garden every year. And, in fact, that's what happened. Many people tried it who were tomato lovers, and instead of being a little different in appearance, signifying something untasty, it became a mark of pride with mm-hmm. Cherokee purple.
And I'm betting there are a lot of other examples of that, peppers and maybe corn and green things that all are part of what we originally grew here, pretty simply, pretty straightforward. You know, it's hard to find just plain yellow corn anymore, right? You can't find yellow.
Yeah,
you just find
it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really pretty amazing. All right, you also have co-founded the annual Heritage Harvest Festival and seed swap that takes place at Monticello, which I think is very interesting. How much you have national and international participants in this? I mean, we're talking about America, basically, but they're in other countries. The hope here is that Monsanto, which is basically scoffed at in Europe, they've got no use for Monsanto there, and other parts of the country will continue with their seed outreach, and that stuff will get here, and we'll be using those seeds. Is that part of this festival?
Well, the festival, the Heritage Harvest Festival at Monticello, is a celebration of, you know, diversity and of Thomas Jefferson's gardening legacy. Mm-hmm. He and so, you know, we a lot of the conservation varieties that are here in the U.S., but we certainly reach out beyond that because this is a World Heritage Site. And so Carrie Fowler, who started the International Gene Bank at Svalbard, came and was our main feature speaker 1 year, because this was sort of a backup in the permafrost in case bad things happen. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you know, the first withdrawal of seeds has been due to a natural disaster. So these are things where seed savers who all over the world, many of them from developing countries, work together to try to make that genetic diversity be backed up. As well as growing on the ground in all the different countries, trying to have farmers have freedom. We don't want the farmers like the cotton farmers, you know, in India who were tricked into stopping growing their traditional varieties. And then they realized they couldn't afford the chemicals and fertilizers that it took to grow these GM cottons. But then there isn't a supply of the traditional varieties available. And, you know, we don't want that to happen in this country. So our goal is to not only have seeds in the hands of gardeners, but have farmers realize that it's in their best interest to look for open-pollinated varieties and to encourage university breeding to provide improved selected varieties that they can save their own seeds from. So they, even if they choose to use hybrids at this point, that they have the choice of growing their own should conditions change.
I like open pollinated. I have a dairy farm and I grow open pollinated corn. Not easy to find that either. I find it on a farm in, well, there's three places I get it, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. Well, there's one in Illinois, too. You can still find it, but they're operated by older gents who still have the tradition. And as a matter of fact, there was one suit involving one of them who planted 50 acres of corn across the street from about 100 acres of Monsanto corn, and Monsanto wanted to sue him because when the wind blew, you know what happens, there's cross-pollination, the wind blows stuff around, and they claim this guy was ruining their perfect seed. And what a bunch of beauties. Ay, ay, ay. All right, we'll continue. Go ahead, Ira, you wanted to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say, they hide the locations of where their crops are and then have the nerve to be upset because we're cross-pollinating it.
Yeah, they're amazing. Really are. People don't understand how evil they really are. 45 past the hour, the American Family Farmer, Ira Wallace, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. If you're not getting enough rest, if you do not have a good night's rest, you are restless, you don't fall asleep well, you can't stay asleep, you have a problem. I've had the problem. We've all had that problem. The way to fix it is to use pillows from MyPillow. Get new pillows so you can get a great rest every night. Great rest. That's what they're all about. And the fabulous offers that they have at MyPillow.com, everybody should be going and replacing the old pillows that you have. That's where you get started. And then there's so many other great things in their catalog. You can see them all at MyPillow.com. For example, we have two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Act now to get yours by going to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you get the 50% off not only in the pillows, but everything else in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middleman, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
All right, a couple more minutes here with Ira Wallace from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. Actually, there's another website. We were talking about that Heritage Harvest Festival. You can go to that, heritageharvestfestival.com. You've also written a book, The Timber Press Guide to Vegetable Gardening in the Southeast. Why just the Southeast? This is it's online, available online at booksellers, but the same principles go anywhere, don't they, Ira?
They do, but this particular book goes into details about planting dates and such for people in the Southeast, because many garden books are written for people in the Northeast and on the West Coast. And we thought, when I was asked to write a book by Timber Press, it seemed like just for once, give the Southeast a little bit of respect. However, I have other people who have gotten it and said, if you adjust based on your last frost date, that the information works very well for people in other regions. And who knows, maybe I'll write another book, even though at 70, one wonders.
Keep up the good work. I think the age is just a BS number. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. It's how you're working. All of this stuff is going to keep you young. And you keep pushing the bullies around. Push back on the bullies. I'll help you wherever I can. SouthernExposure.com, Ira Wallace and her focus on all kinds of things, not just vegetables, but flowers and herbs and that sort of stuff. You can request a catalog by going to SouthernExposure.com. You'd be doing yourself a big favor if you like to grow really good, perfect, healthy food. Thank you, Ira. 10 before the hour, American Family Farmer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
American Family Farmer. Check the podcast out every week. It's archived at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. A couple of hundred men and women who were at a farm show were asked about things that made sense, that made them feel good about what they do. Wisdom, if you will. So I'm going to repeat some of these. Very soothing ideas. Especially this time of year, we're all so busy, we don't take time to just think about where we are, who we are, and what we're doing. So I'm going to pass along the sanity soothers for farmers right after this. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, 56 past the hour, so I have some of these comments from farmers that were asked what positive wisdom has done to help you. A farmer from Armenia, New York said, know your strengths, hire people who do what you don't do well. From another farmer in Attica, New York, no decision is still a decision, so control your life through decisions. Another farmer from Pennsylvania said, don't be greedy, learn to anticipate. Supply, demand changes. In Waltham, Vermont, this farmer said, never learn to do something you don't want to have to do. That's pretty good. Here's somebody, believe in God, don't smoke, work hard, love your woman. Pretty basic stuff. Here's somebody from Cambridge, New York, always try to leave things better than you found them. Another farmer said, if you don't take a step to improve, you'll always be a step behind. That's very good. This is such, farmers have such sage advice and thinking. Here's a guy from, let's see here, Mifflintown, Pennsylvania. Be honest and clean speaking. From Canton, Ohio, life comes one day at a time. Live it that way. From Camden, New Jersey, smile. It's free and doesn't cost anything to give up. Another farmer said, help your neighbor and you'll be helped someday yourself. These are sanity soothers asked of a couple of hundred farmers at a farm show. Remember, most people are good, just not perfect. Another farmer said, the best manure is in the field, and I can't repeat the last part. It's about good manure. We smile. We all, those of us who are dairy people, or any animal people, we all know how good and important the good manure is. Endure the bad days, treasure the good ones, said a farmer from Clayville, New York. Another person from New Jersey said, stay ambitious, never lapse into laziness. Very important, obviously, on the farm. Involve young people in your operation. Yes. Somebody from Whittingham, Vermont wrote that. Everything is temporary, so be patient. Yeah, if you're having a bad year crop, why, next year will be better. From North Blandford, Massachusetts, farmer said, start each day with a positive event, positive thought. From Monrovia, New York, live for today. Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. Here's a good one. Every morning I wake up in rural America, not 200 years ago, not in Syria, Afghanistan, Siberia, North Korea, Mozambique, or Venezuela. So I laugh as the day begins. So, a bit of wisdom for all of our family farmers. We need to have a great outlook. This is going to be a good year. We keep ourselves together, working together for a common goal. That's the idea behind the American Family Farmer Show, aimed at helping family farmers, companies that are owned by families who are in farming, and the locavores who eat and use our products. Thank you. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where the podcasts are. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.